Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Maisos. We are in the first parak Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Hayayim Mishayikba. We had been discussing what makes each thing chayav and maaser. So wine, once the seeds and the skins that float to the surface are removed, it's already considered set aside for finished, and therefore maaser would have to be separated. Now afal pi shekipa, even though he skimmed the wine, kolit min agas halyona min atzinor v'shosa, he can collect the wine from the upper wine press and from the pipe, and he can drink it. In other words, even after the wine reaches gemar melacha, any wine that hasn't flowed in is considered unprocessed, so it's not obligated in maaser. And so as it flows down, it's going to be okay. And similarly, Hashem and Mishayirid Luka olive oil is considered processed as soon as it goes into the trough at the bottom of the oil press. And once it happens that it goes inside the press, it's obligated in Maestros. So Apple Pisha Yarad, Noto Min Aiko Min Amemo Min Bein Apatzin. Now, even though the oil went to the trough, you can take the oil from the sack from under the mortar, from between the boards. In other words, once the olives are pressed, not all the oil flows right in. Residue is still further back up. And since the residual oil never descended, it's not considered processed yet. Since it's not obligated in maaser, you can use it for casual consumption. And so you can smear it on a hot wafer and eat the wafer casually, or you can pour it onto hot food that was put in a terrine, but you can't put it into a cooking pot or into a frying pan while everything is boiling. If you put it into a cooking pot or a frying pan, the casual consumption is going to be a problem as long as everything's still boiling, because these are kli rishon, and it cooks something right away, and cooking is considered a gemar melacha, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lakol hu nosein chutz mi davar sheyesh bo chometz v'tzir. Rabbi Yehuda says you could take the residual oil from any type of kli, even a cooking pot or a frying pan, provided that it's not on the fire, except for something that has vinegar or brine inside of it, because those substances help the hot water cook more readily. And so it cooks even after it's off the fire. Now, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this case. What about fig cakes? Ha'igol misheyach likenu. After you press a fig cake, it forms a liquid. A liquid is usually put on the surface to make it shine. And so that's considered the gemar, right? Once you varnish it, that's the gemar, and it's chayav and meiser. Machlige metenim v'anavim shel tevel. Now we're already talking about varnishing. There's a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda as in regard to using the juice of Tevel against it. So even though the juice of Tevel is usually usur, here the Tanakam is of the opinion that the cake is permitted despite the juice that's absorbed, because it becomes insignificant. Once it exists, it's insignificant. It's not ochel. Rabbi Yehuda says the juice is considered ochel, and therefore it's going to be tevel, and so therefore it's going to get mixed in. It's going to be a problem. Machlik ba'anavim lo hukshar. Similarly, if you varnish a fig cake by rubbing the fruit on the surface, and that fruit happens to be grapes, it's not moshe lekabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda omer hukshar. Rabbi Yehuda says any liquid that comes off is going to make it moshe lekabel tumah. Hagrogros mishe yadush. Loose dried figs, once you press them, and in that situation, you're going to be chayav. And magura mishiyagel, and the stuff that's put into a storeroom are considered processed once they're heaped in a pile in the storeroom, and the pile then gets smoothed down. Hayadash b'chavis umagam magura. What if somebody was in the process of pressing the figs, or into a barrel, or he was smoothing out the pile in the storeroom, benish barachavis v'neftacha magura, and the barrel breaks, or the magura, the storeroom door opens, lo yocham amarai, it's too late, it was already established in hukva lemaaser, and you can't eat arai anymore. You can't eat it temporarily or casually. But Rabbi Yossi Mati, Rabbi Yossi says it is going to be permissible because he says it's already undone, right? And since you need to finish the process once again, it's considered not miser. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this situation. With this, we close out the first parak of Masechta Maaseros, and Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue with the second parak tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.